The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
McDonald said he wants to ensure structural balance with no hidden obligations since a new governor will soon take office. A top priority is public education.
We include more than $500 million for local school divisions to support the re-benchmarking of the standards of quality, accounting for the growth in student enrollment and the increased teacher retirement costs.
He added funds for remedial specialists, school construction, pre-K, mental health, state worker bonuses, and water improvement. Another priority is $183 million in new funds for college enrollment growth, financial aid, and other goals. The governor also added $674 million for Medicaid. He said since the program now consumes one-fifth of the general fund, it needs structural reforms before it's expanded. He proposed a deadline.
It sunsets any potential Medicaid expansion on June 30, 2016. That's the year the 100% federal match runs out. But that's also an opportunity to require a full evaluation of whether Medicaid reform efforts are working and whether Virginia can afford the expansion.
The spending plan will undergo changes before lawmakers pass a final budget. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.